All right, Rebbe, we'll say good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up Emirat Hashem on Os Mem. We're continuing in Reb Tzadik a little bit. Sorry, I'm just going to adjust this. We're continuing in Reb Tzadik again in Os Mem. So we left off over the last 2 days, or the last two Shiurim, focusing on Reb Tzadik's idea that Zedonos Naasis Lo Kizechuyos. Your intentional averos can become like merits when a person realizes that even their averos are committed baratzan Hashem. Even my averos are committed through with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Reb Tzadik explained that since tshuva is something which propels me to incredible and overwhelming growth, it turns out that my averos are committed, what he calls birtzon Hashem, with the will of God. With the will of God is manifest in the fact that the averos themselves become the greatest catalyst for growth. So we're going to continue on this a little bit, because Reb Tzadik now is going to explore this notion of what it means that averos are committed birtzom, with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say we're on page Peites. If you take a look, we'll read a little bit in the Uri HaChasidus, the left-hand column, the last paragraph. Ubetam yediya ubechira. With regarding this idea, we'll say, so now, Reb Tzadik is going to bring up what is the age-old question, the fundamental conflict between yediya, divine foreknowledge, and bechira, the idea that we have free choice. He says, Shemi is so day emunasenu, yesh no lahamin, sheyesh yediya la'Hashem yisbarach merosh, amash asid lihios ba'olam. So we'll say, we know that part of the fundamental aspect of our emunah is the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has knowledge about everything that is going to occur. Ubichlal zeh, now we'll say included in that divine foreknowledge, so included in the knowledge, that or included in the reality that Hashem understands all that is going to occur, he says, Masha asira adam lasos. That also includes whatever a person is going to do. So the Ribon Shel Olam's knowledge about the future also includes me, and includes the reality that he knows all that I am going to do. He goes on, he explains, ubad bibad, yeshan l'gam l'hamin, b'masha nitna l'adam ha'efsharos, l'bechira chofshis, im lasos tov ora, v'hu yisod v'ikar shakal ha'torah v'hamitzos. So as a furthermore, what Tzadik says, but remember, so I have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, but I also believe that I have free choice. I have free will, I have bechira. So we'll say at first glance, these two concepts contradict each other. Right? Remember again, l'chora shnei ikarim elu nirim kisosim ze'ed ze'ed v'chaz v'shalom. So we'll say it would appear at first glance that these two concepts contradict each other. Meaning, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that's going to occur, then I don't really have free will. But if I have true free will, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really know what it is that I'm going to do. So this is the age-old question, I will say. The ability to reconcile free will with divine foreknowledge. So Reb Tzadik writes, he says, Ukvar amad al zeh Rambam. So remember, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva already addresses this yisod. Because also remember again, the Rambam writes, he begins, I think it's the third chapter, the fourth chapter, writes, Rishus Nesuna L'chol Adam. That a person, he says over here, fifth chapter, right? Rishus L'chol Adam, that every person has Bechira. And then the Rambam goes on to say, but you'll say, how can I really have Bechira if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what I'm going to do? To which the Rambam explains, Umasik, She'in Yediyas Hashem Yisbarach Ki Yediyasenu. See, interestingly enough, the way the Rambam explains it is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge is not like our knowledge. That when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, when we think about knowledge, we think about understanding and knowledge in one particular way. You know, in the Rambam's Lashon, he discusses the concept of a yediya that's internal versus a yediya, a knowledge that is external. We're not going to get too much into this Rambam. But suffice it to say, the Rambam says that we don't understand the concept of divine foreknowledge. V'lachin, Ein bazeh shum stira. Therefore, the Rambam writes that ultimately, again, there is no contradiction. So we'll say, this is very interesting, because the way that the Rambam deals with this issue is by essentially saying, we don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't understand the concept of divine foreknowledge. So we'll say, those of you who have seen this Rambam, I'm sure you've seen this Rambam, the Ravid attacks the Rambam viciously, right? And the Ravid says to the Rambam, what kind of answer is that? And if that's really the answer that you're going to give, better to have never raised the question altogether. So the Ravid's very disappointed in Rambam's answer. If you look in footnote Shin Nun Hey, see, quotes over here the Rambam. And I will say that this is probably one of the most profound theological issues that we grapple with. This idea that I believe that I have free will, but I also believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. And He knows everything that's going to be. So the ability to reconcile those two is incredibly complicated. So if you look in Shin Nun Hei, footnote Shin Nun Hei, he quotes over here from the Rambam. The Rambam, Shema Tomar, Avalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodeh Mashi Yehiyah, he's quoting over from Luchos Tshuva. Maybe you'll say, well, a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that's going to happen. V'kodem Shi Yehiyah Yeida Shezeh Yetzadik O Rasha. If that's the case, God knows if I'm going to be righteous or He knows if I'm going to be wicked, even before I make any decisions. Although yada, im yada shu yetzadik, yafsha shul yetzadik. So let's analyze this, Rambam. If God knows that I'm going to be a tzadik, then I will say, I have no choice but to be a tzadik. V'im tomar shi yada, turn the page, sheodea, shi yihi yetzadik, v'efsha shi yerosha, hare lo yada hadavar alborov. So the Rambam writes, and if you tell me that God knows that I'm going to be a tzaddik, but I have the right to be a rasha, then God doesn't really know. So I say this is the ultimate theological quandary. So he goes on, he says, "Da shetshuvas she'ilazu aruka me'eretz mida uruchava miniyam." So the Rambam writes, he says, ultimately, again, the answer to this particular question is as expansive as the sea. I'm just going to skip down a little bit. He says, Shakodesh Baruch Hu enu yodea midea shichutz nimenu, mimenu kibene adam, shehin v'daitam shonim. So we'll say, so the Rambam's answer is that our knowledge about something, or our awareness, our understanding, is something which is external to us. And I will say, now, what does that mean? So we'll say, I can know something to be unequivocally true, but it's lav dafka internalized. We'll say, how do we know this? We know this because we make bad decisions all of the time, even though I know objectively it's a bad decision. Right? You know, sometimes in life, I make a wrong turn, and it is, oh, you know, I didn't realize. But more often than not, I know exactly what it is that I'm doing, and it's wrong, and yet I still do it. I still do it. I know it's destructive. I know it's not helpful. I know it undermines my interests, but yet I still go ahead and do it. So Rambam says, that's because by man, his deya, his understanding, is chutz mimenu. It's outside of him. Versus the Ribono Shel Olam, Elohu Yis'al Shmo V'Daito Echad, Ve'in Daito Shel Adam Yichol La'asik Davar Ze'al Borav. The Ribono Shel Olam and his deya and his knowledge are one. Man can't relate to this, because from my comprehension, there's me, and there's my intellect. So as much as me and my intellect, or my intellect and I, we reside in the same, we occupy the same space, at the end of the day, we don't always work in perfect harmony. Vaharaya, there are many times that I make decisions independent of my intellect. Be'er HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'ribon Shalom, him and his deya and his intellect, or his knowledge, they're one. They both say, when the Rambam says this, the truth is we could read and we could translate the words, but at the end of the day, we don't really understand what the Rambam is saying. Because really what the Rambam is telling us is, your understanding is very different than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's understanding. So our shaila about the contradiction between free will and divine foreknowledge comes up because of our understanding, our comprehension of knowledge, of what it means foreknowledge. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates on a different plane, therefore we don't understand it. Fine, that's the Rambam. Interestingly enough, Rabbi Tzadik now comes along and he quotes the Arizal. He quotes over here, "B'tam yidio b'chira sheber ha'arizal b'sof," page Tzadik, "b'sof sefer arba meo shekel kesef." So I'll say, ultimately again, the Arizal gives a fascinating answer, which we'll begin today, and then Amir HaSashem will continue tomorrow. He says, I'm reading back to the Uriah Hasidos on page Tzadik. He says, "Sefer are good. Hayidia v'abchira emes b'li shum b'li shiyesh shum stira b'neim klal ela shekol echad mofia b'makom shona b'fnei atzmo." This is incredible. The Arizal says that the ribonosh that bechira and yediyah operate in two different spheres. He says, listen to this. Elo shekol echad mofiyah b'makom shom b'fnei asur. Kilomar, b'madrega misuyemes. V'haynu, shevim kom b'chira shu madrega shel olam, v'chamash sheshayich alav, sham ein makom liyidiya. U'b'makom hayidiya, sham be'emes ein makom lebechira. So we'll stop with this. But the Arizal says something absolutely amazing. He says, essentially, the concepts of yidiya and bechira do not reside on the same plane. They don't reside in the same space. So because they don't reside in the same space, therefore they don't overlap. So we'll say, it's a fascinating statement. A fascinating statement. What it means exactly is not abundantly clear. It's not abundantly clear, but the point, again, I was remember everybody's striving to the same thing. Everybody's striving for this understanding that at the end of the day, there is no contradiction between the Ribono Shel Olam's Yediyah and man's bechira. The Rambam's approach is that our yediyah is different from Hashem Baruch Hu's yediyah. The Moshe's yediyah is inside of him, part of him. Our yediyah is chutz, is outside. Okay, so therefore we don't really understand what it means that God understands. The Arizal, yediyah and bechira do not exist on the same level. His lashon literally is, I will say, where there is the yediyah, where there is divine foreknowledge, there is no bechira. But where there is bechira, there is no yediya. What that concept means a little bit deeper, Mirat Hashem, we'll see tomorrow. Shkach Abosei. Deep stuff to start the morning with. You know, it's.